Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. You know, today before I left my home, my wife told me, Sammy, you never introduce yourself to your audience. Have you ever done that? I said, no. And she said, oh, you should give them an idea about who you are, you know. Okay, so I want to do that now. I was born and raised with Muslims in Egypt. Muslims were my neighbors and the schoolmates. So we ate together, we studied together, and we played together. We went to the beach together, the Suez Canal. We played soccer together. My best friends were Muslims. So I grew up loving Muslims. I worked as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt. And of course, before I did that, I studied Islamic religion and culture. Actually, not only in Egypt, but throughout my life. God gave me the privilege to grow up in Egypt, which is the most famous Muslim country because it has Al-Azhar University, the most prestigious and important Islamic academic university in the world. So I was able to read the words of Muhammad and his companions, his followers, and the Muslim theologians, the most important ones, of course, in Arabic. I mastered the Arabic language, and I was able to read the books of the most important Muslim commentators who interpreted the words of Muhammad and the Quran. Of course, I was able to read the Quran in Arabic and study it. So, you know, God gave me that kind of a background, and God gave me the calling. Because after I became born again in law school, I started developing the passion to share Jesus with my friends and to give Muslims Christian materials on the streets and in parks in Cairo. Of course, I got into trouble a couple of times. I was attacked physically and I was arrested. And, you know, God brought my wife, Hala. She's an ex-Muslim, born and raised in a Muslim family. You know, I was not born and raised in a Muslim family. And then Hala, while studying in Al-Azhar Islamic University, she was studying to become a Muslim teacher and Arabic teacher. She became born again. So she started talking about Jesus. Of course, before they threw her in prison, one of the PhD Muslim professor believed her story. And he came to Christ, believed in Jesus as his Lord and Savior. In prison, she met three other ex-Muslims. And they wrote their names in one of the newspapers that they could be in big trouble, maybe executed. So they decided to pray desperately and sing Christian songs. But they continued their faith in God. And God used them to help some Muslim prisoners come to Christ and they become born again. So I wanna tell you, you really investing your time when you are hearing this program, because I feel that God gave us, me and my wife, the education in the Islamic religion and in dealing with Muslims, and God gave us the passion, and God gave us the experience, and actually guided us to develop and produce the most effective evangelistic materials. Of course, God guided me to write my book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith and present Jesus in the most understandable way to them. Most importantly, God called us to communicate Jesus and the Christian faith effectively to Muslims. Not only that, God called us to motivate and equip you as a Christian believer to do the same thing. Because we are not the only one God wants to use. God wants to use His church. And I want to give you now, you know, enough about me, example about how can you communicate Jesus effectively to Muslims. Well, Muslims may ask you, how can you Christians say God loves His son, Jesus, but He watched him murdered while doing nothing to save him? If you have a child and you see some criminals try to kill him, wouldn't you go to rescue your child? How can you expect us to believe in a good, loving Heavenly Father who did nothing while watching His son, Jesus, being tortured and murdered? What kind of a logic is that? In case if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with them. The answer is, we know from studying the Quran that the Quran records God's commandment to Abraham to sacrifice his son. And the Quran commands all Muslims to follow the faith of Abraham and take Abraham's life as an example to follow. We know that. Muslims should know that. If they don't, remind them, please. So, we ask Muslims gently, how about the Prophet Abraham? He did not merely watch his son being murdered, but one day he took his son in one hand and a knife to butcher him with the other. Was he a good father? A good prophet? God commanded us not to kill? Then you ask your Muslim acquaintance or friend gently, do you agree with me that because Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son to God, he proved that he had perfect sacrificial love to God? The Muslim person usually agree about this fact. I tell him, I am glad you agree with me that Abraham proved that he had perfect sacrificial love to God, because that is exactly what God wants you to discover about Himself through His commandment to Abraham to sacrifice his son. Let me explain. God likewise proved His perfect sacrificial love for you and me in the same way. We read about God in the Bible that God manifested His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. And actually, open your Bible and show him the verse. Also, ask your Muslim friend, why do you think God ask the father, Abraham, to give him his son? Why he didn't ask him to give him anything else, like his sheep or money, or didn't ask him to pray or fast? Ask your Muslim friend, because Abraham's son is the most beloved person to his heart, do you agree with me that since Abraham was willing to give his son to God, Abraham proved beyond any doubt that he was willing to give God anything and everything he has? The Muslim usually agree. I'll tell you yes. My Muslim friend, that is exactly what God wants you to discover about Himself through giving His son to die, to pay the penalty for everything wrong you've done. We read in the Bible about God, He who did not spare His own son, but give Him up for us all. How? will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Actually, open your Bible to Romans 8:32 and read to him that verse and tell him, make this very clear, because God gave his Son to pay the penalty for our sins, he proved to you and to me beyond any doubt that he will give us the best life we can ever have on earth as we walk with him. And in the life to come, when we leave this earth, God will share his kingdom with us. God's will and plans for us are wonderful now, here on earth and forever. This is very important because Muslims are frightened from God. They don't know God's will for their lives, here or after this life. Before we end the program, let us pray together, which is the most important thing we can do. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, because you manifested your passionate love to us. We are grateful to you, God, because you revealed your love to us in our hearts through your word and through the Holy Spirit. God, we pray today. God, we pray today that you will prepare us, equip us, and use us for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims, God. Help us, God. Help us, God, to be in the right position, in the right place, to be used by you in the most powerful way. God, we pray that you will use us to help millions of Muslims enjoy your love and salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. My dear Christian brothers and sisters, if I can help you in any way, please contact me. If I can pray with you, encourage you to witness to your neighbor, including your Muslim friends, if I can help you to reach the Muslim people that you met, to reach your Muslim acquaintances, and I encourage you to make a relationship with Muslims, please contact me. God's peace with you. Salam. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.